You're listening to SBS News.
Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership provides a huge platform for Australia to deliver more exports and create more jobs. 8 years in the making, the agreement is between an economic bloc representing around a third of the world's GDP.
The RCEP agreement includes 9 out of Australia's 15 top trading nations. These are our biggest trade partners, and that's why having more common rules and better access into those markets is going to be great news for our businesses, our farmers, and for jobs of Australians and the economic recovery of Australians.
Japan, China, South Korea, New Zealand and 10 members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations will be part of the deal with Australia. 9 of the countries are already top trading partners with Australia, accounting for 67% of exports. Senator Birmingham says he is disappointed India will not be part of the final agreement. The Trade Minister did welcome the fact that Australia and China are partners in the accord.
It's an important sign of our willingness to continue to work in regional cooperation and regional economic partnership. There are difficulties at present, and I am deeply concerned by the fact that in a number of areas, Chinese regulatory actions have disrupted trade flows. I urge all parties to the RCEP agreement to engage in implementing not only the letter of it, but also the spirit of it, and I hope that it will provide a platform for ongoing economic and dialogue between all of the parties across the region.
Australia is hoping the deal will repair relations with China after several trade disputes. In April this year, China's ambassador announced a consumer boycott against Australian goods. That was followed by tariffs on goods including barley and disruptions in agricultural and resource exports. Disrupted exports are estimated to be worth $19 billion. Australia will use the RCEP deal to resume in-person meetings with Chinese ministers, which have been suspended due to the disputes. But Australian Strategic Policy Institute Defence Programme Director Michael Shoebridge says there is no guarantee China will cooperate.
Trade deals rely on good faith, and so the 15 countries that enter this have to have the political will to behave as the agreement requires them. And I think the way we've seen Beijing behave, whether that will be true in its relations, trade relations under this agreement with Australia, you've really got to doubt.
But Mr. Shoebridge says the mounting international pressure may help.
The good news is that we're part of this very large regional trade bloc. So all of ASEAN, Japan, South Korea, New Zealand, Australia and China. That means there's a whole lot of political weight in those other economies with Australia, getting China to behave in accordance with the agreement. And of course, if India joins later, that will help further along those lines.
Labor's Jason Clare says the federal government can do more to repair the two countries' relationship.
The bottom line is when you've got a country which is your biggest trading partner, and we make $1 in $3 from trade from China, then you've got to lean into it and make sure that you've got the contacts in China to fix things when there's a problem. There's obviously a big problem here. It could cost Aussie jobs. It could cost exporters key markets. And so there's an obligation on the government to work out how they're going to fix this.
Aside from goods trading, the agreement also provides a common set of rules for digital trade and intellectual property. It will also provide better market access for Australia's services industries, such as financial services, healthcare and education. Business groups say the trade agreement is critical for Australia's recovery from the COVID-19 recession. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.